start with how this came about. What's your background, and are you usually designing and creating incubators?
No, I guess that was something that came about a bit serendipitous. I'm a product designer by background. I had the choice of either doing biomedical sciences or design. Chose design because my first love. Grew up playing with cars, Lego, all those kind of things. Just so happened to meet in my very final year, where we get given the brief of design something that solves a problem. And with that, I watched a documentary that had a 5-minute segment that explained that because they lacked these, what they thought, relatively simple medical devices, namely incubators, they're effectively losing entire generations around the world. And you research more into the problem, and you find out that 1 in 10 babies are born preterm. So 10% of your viewers would have been directly affected by this problem. And of those babies that are born preterm, which is about 15 million, 1 million of them die. Most of them due to lack of access to simple things like thermoregulation. So I thought it was a worthwhile problem to try and solve. And it hit me quite personally as well, because my mum was in one of the first incubators in the UK back in the 60s. I've got black and white pictures of her in one that they sent to my gran. So without one, I wouldn't be here.
I know that India has probably the highest rates of preterm baby mortality in the world. And this is all because they don't have access to the right type of incubators. I'm not an incubator aficionado. Explain to the listener, I would have assumed that there was one incubator, one size fits all, but I'm guessing from the work that you've done, that's not so.
No, I mean, the problems are really worldwide. There are problems here in the NHS as well with systems, as well as what you mentioned, India. If we take your listeners, your viewers, to what an incubator actually is and put that in their mind, they're big, bulky pieces of medical equipment, usually 100 to 150 kilos, difficult to get around. They create a microenvironment, which is meant to keep the child in its thermal neutral zone. And that's where it's spending its energy growing instead of keeping itself warm. Almost like a mother's womb. So when you have a preterm child or even a term child, their surface area is much higher than ours as an adult. So they lose temperature very, very quickly. But it affects them much more. So I think the stats are that for every 1 degree that a preterm child loses, its increased mortality goes up by 28%, which is crazy. So what we did was took that very basic, that principle of creating a really highly monitored microenvironment and build it back up from there. So we've built something that is versatile, accessible. It's 20 kilos or less, can be folded away into a really small space, so it can be delivered anywhere in the world, and is easy to use, easy to clean, easy to maintain, and just solves the issues with current systems that mean they don't get to the places where they need them, or mean that you can't use incubators in a more versatile way for places in the NHS, for example.
It's being trialled or piloted at St. Peter's Hospital in Chertsey. How come Chertsey decided they were going to be the ones that, or why did you decide that Chertsey was the perfect place to trial the incubator?
I've known the one of the consultant neonatologists there, Peter Reynolds, for a while, and he's an amazing guy. He's won multiple awards for his work in neonatology, and they're quite a progressive thinking unit. They like to get the parents very involved in the care, and we thought it was one of the best places to actually use our incubators and investigate them. We've also got two other places that are using them now, so in Norwich and Norfolk as well, and Glasgow. So we've got different areas of the country that want to use the system for different use cases. Now, you can think about Glasgow has a lot of rural areas, for example, where they can't get to children or preterms quickly. We're very useful in cases like that, or cases where they don't want to transfer a baby from a transitional care ward into a NICU. And we can stop that transfer happening. We can keep mother and father close to baby, which ultimately is just better for everybody. But Simpson Pieces have been fantastic what they've done, and I was very, very lucky to go see the first baby that went in there. It was just a completely mind-blowing moment. I really thank the parents for letting me do that.
So how many would you be able to offer to perhaps replace the incubators that we have in the NHS?
Yeah, so if it was to come to that, if they did want to replace them, I believe the average price for an incubator is around £25,000. We're aiming to offer about 3 for that same kind of, at the same kind of level currently. Hopefully we'll get a lot more out once we refine the design. In terms of development, we've had just loads and loads of prototypes, failed quite a few times as well. Obviously, it's been a 5-year period to get this product to where it is. Medical devices in general are really, really tough to develop. That you need very specialized skills, people with a lot of experience, and I'm just lucky to have an amazing team behind us that can actually make this happen and make it into a reality.
And how have you funded your research?
Yeah, so we set up as a startup. So many of your listeners will know, as a startup, you've got to go out for funding, actually bring the funds in to develop these types of products and build your team. We've been very lucky. We've had people like Holly Branson support us through this journey. She had a real personal tie to this story as well, because she had preterm twins who were both in incubators. So she knows how these types of devices can affect people's lives.
You're making them at 90% of the costs that they are. How have you managed to keep costs so low?
It's a mixture of things. There's a lot of pieces that go into it. It's looking at the design of systems in a new way, the manufacturing processes in general, and the innovation inside of the system in terms of its collapsibility and the parts that actually inflate to allow the system to be more accessible to those that actually need it. Ultimately, we need the help of clinicians to do this. We need as many of them to know about this as possible, so we can get these to wherever they're needed around the world. I mean, ultimately, I'd like to see one in every single country. That would be incredible, and really impact lives globally. There's lots of things that go into this that make it a suitable product. It's actually getting the system there. It's making it easy to maintain. There's making it easy to clean. That those are the things that are really important in what we're doing. You can find incubators in other parts of the world, but I've been there. They're broken down, they're not used correctly, they're stuck in equipment graveyards. We don't want that to happen with what we're doing.
Lovely, that's brilliant. Thank you so much. I hope it's really successful. I'll hopefully go to Chertsey and see it.